Wyoming Indian High School's team colors are red, white, and blue. But at Monday's basketball practice, there was a lot of purple and gold on the court. The Chiefs and Lady Chiefs, who swept last year's 2A Boys and Girls State Championships, were wearing the LA Lakers team colors to honor the late NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr stopped by practice to talk with the players and their coaches about what Bryant meant to them, and she sent us this postcard.
I was just at home watching TV, just a regular Sunday evening.
Oh, I seen it on the news, and I couldn't really imagine it.
On Facebook, like, everybody was talking about it, and I didn't know, like, I was like, oh, these guys are just joking.
I overheard it from my grandma and my cousin who came over to tell my grandma.
I was like, oh, dang, he really died? I kind of started tearing up, and I was like, real sad.
Practice started off pretty quiet this morning. Usually the guys are upbeat and, you know, we're ready to go. And it was kind of somber, real quiet.
Kobe passing away is really hurts a lot of us to the heart because we watched him growing up and we learned a lot of our moves from him.
Kobe had an unbelievable work ethic. He was a hustler.
His mama mentality. That's what, you know, everybody pretty much talks about, his mama mentality. And like, it has effect on me and like everything other than basketball, like school, like work.
Watching Kobe on TV was like, it was really inspiring. That's probably why I'm out for ball now, because all these like great players, especially Kobe, got me out on the court.
I don't want to talk about it. Might cry, for real, I might cry.
Kobe!
Growing up, Kobe was like a really big role model, not only for me, but like for my family.
I also grew up in a big basketball family, so I started pretty young too.
I've been playing basketball since I was a little guy. Whenever you first start walking, you're usually picking up a basketball right after that.
Basketball is real important in Indian country. I mean, all our babies are playing tiny tots, and you know, they all look up to the good players. Just to know that his daughter was with him, and you know, he was already starting his daughter out, you know, that kind of hit me, that part, because you know, he was doing basically what we all do.
You know, we love it. It's therapeutic for the boys. It helps them escape from some of the things that they're dealing with in class, at home, you know, and in their lives.
It's really fun playing, and when I'm angry, I go outside and shoot around, kind of release myself.
It's just been something that runs around here. Something that runs in the blood, runs in the family. Basketball is pretty much what we build ourselves off of.
Even to this day, it's still an unbelievable feeling to think that we actually won the state championship after so many years, because that's the first time in history that the boys and girls have ever won a championship at the same time. And it definitely puts our pride together, and our community is definitely proud of us. And hopefully we can have that mentality again, that mama mentality, to get that championship again.
Clap it in, Jay. Good job, boys. Here we go. Chiefs on three. Family on six. One, two, three.
Chiefs!
Four, five, six. Family!
This piece was produced by Wyoming Public Radio's tribal affairs reporter, Savannah Marr.